What was your inspiration for Speak? How did that all come about?
Right. Well, in general, like the way I usually write, it's not really linear. So, you know, I was writing, you know, I was in the middle of actually working on my first album, Brief Night Out, which is a very different album, very personal. I'll end with a rock opera and play. But basically, you know, I started writing other songs in the meantime, you know, just like different ideas and things, and I had them. And so, you know, basically, like, they were there. And then when I was done with Brief Night Out, you know, I just thought, you know, I'd like to do another album. I wasn't planning on it, but I was like, you know, I should do another one. I should, because I wanted to just, you know, the different side of me had all the stuff going on. It was very different. So I talked to Tomas, and then, you know, we decided to do it. But I had known about it even, like, for some reason, I just knew it was going to be called Speak. That I knew. I was like, I knew a new album coming in, and I had nothing yet organized. My new album coming out in June, and it's going to be called Speak. Yeah, like I said, the way I write, I mean, things just come to me, and then I write them. I don't really sit there, and even when I write plays and stuff, it's not like I, you know, track it out, really, or outline it out so much. Then as it gets developing, you know, I said, okay, there is a theme here. You know, and we had, you know, the first album, Speak, was 10 songs. And, you know, and so, and then, you know, that was, like, pretty, and that was done, and then, you know, I started to write other songs like Anorexia and a couple other ones, and I'm like, you know, they're not really, they don't really belong on the new album. I felt like it was still part of Speak. So then Simone felt like we should do the film along position, which is what we did. And so, you know, I added them on. So I think, you know, in general, though, like, you know, things that influence me, just, you know, I just, with this particular one, I mean, I think it's just things that sometimes I, you know, I feel things I don't even know about, like, particularly like the song Scream. It's not something that I have lived or anything, or like with war, but I just sometimes something just calls, you know, comes to me, and then I just have to write it, and I don't even know where it's coming from. It's like, okay, I have no idea. I don't know anything about this, but here it is. Other things are different. You know, anorexia, you know, is a whole different story, you know, history, not me, but my daughter's, you know, suffered for many years, so that, you know, was coming out of something I know very well. But like, where Brief Night Out, I have a song, DSWME, which is a very personal, completely opposite take on the song, you know, Anorexia was really impersonal in a lot of ways. Kind of, I wanted it to be fun and kind of light and just sing it without it being like, and like, so this kind of stuff. I mean, I can go by each, you know, each song has its own influence, really. And then we decided to make it, because I'm theatrical and, you know, I just like to do things theatrically. But, you know, I really like to, Tomas and I started performing it kind of, I started doing it like almost like a theater piece, and, you know, And speaking to certain people. At one point, I even had, like, someone, you know, that I know on social media sent me his poem. They had to sing with soldiers. I don't know why they did this whole soldier thing. And he didn't know me, but, I mean, he doesn't know me personally. He just via Twitter, but, like, he said, he's like, well, I really want you to sing this song I wrote. I'm like, well, I don't really do other people's songs. And he's like, even if you just do it as a poem, and then I did it in one of my, you know, shows and speak, because it was, like, he has PTSD, and, you know, that's what Brief Night Out was a lot about. So it was interesting, so, you know, that kind of stuff.
So listening to the album, I totally get the theater reference, the spoken word poetry and stuff like that. But considering that, how different are your live performances from, you know, the album itself? Like, what's different about your live performances?
Well, I'm a really good live performer. I mean, I think that's really one of my strengths, actually. You know, so difference is, first of all, depending on how I'm doing it, we do different versions. You know, you can do live versions. But when I do it, I do a duo show with Tomas, who's the guitarist, which is, and it's my co-writer, and, you know, that's very different than even with the full band, because when it's just he and I, it could be, he can really do up, you know, the guitar thing in a way that he wouldn't do when it was just us, you know, when it was me and the band. You know, so it becomes very much, you know, I just toured in Europe. You know, he and I just went to do a 17-day tour in England and Holland. And, you know, I can really talk to the audience. I mean, I really talk to the audience. Like, you know, I talk a lot. I mean, besides the spoken word stuff, you know, I may speak, and then I add in the spoken word stuff, but it may be different. And you know, I don't do things like, you know, like, Death of Tango was, like, a really one that really people kept coming over to me and saying, they were, like, crying when I told them what the way we, you know, I told a little bit of what the story was. And then, like, the way we did it, you know, I came back and kind of really talked about it. And, like, a number of people came over to me and said they were, like, really shaken and taken by it. you know, and that, you know, I'm not going to do that on a record, you know, that kind of stuff. And I move around a lot. I'm a big move around. I mean, I have, like, you know, it's just, it's sexier. What can I say? You know, you know, because sometimes, you know, people could think, because I think my sense of humor comes out. Depending on who's listening to my stuff, some people really get that, that some of it is funny or I have a dark sense of humor, and some don't. And that's just, you know, anyone, you know, it's always up to the listener to decide what they get from it. But I think, you know, live, a lot of that playfulness and humor comes out more than it might, just listening to a record. If you don't get the humor or whatever. You know, like I see, like with New Cell Phone, it's like one of the songs I have that, like, just, I've gotten a lot of pressure from Speak a Lot, and that one particularly, it's interesting because I just get to play it, like, it's really, people like love it in Europe, like, it's like a favorite song, like, you know, like Poland, and then, especially for some, you know, and then, you know, with people, like, getting feedback, you know, feedback from, like, your press or different reviews, whatever, it's like some people really didn't get it at all. It's fine, you know, it's not even good. They got it for what they got it for. It's not judging it. You know, it's up to the audience. But it's interesting how, like, people really, you know, only thought it was about a New Cell Phone, and, like, as a writer, again, it has nothing to do with a New Cell Phone. You know what I mean? You know, like, people are like, oh, I think it's hysterical. She's really funny. So, I mean, that kind of stuff. But, in live, the band is great. You know, when I do full band, I mean, it's just, and I have a, you know, I think I have a really strong presence on stage. I mean, I've been told that I have a really strong stage presence. So that's not enough. Like I said, you know, I move around. Like, I even play Squirm on the Floor. I do all sorts of whatever. I'm in your face. I'm an in-your-face performer, kind of.
And what was the inspiration for Piece of Peace?
Okay, that was one of the most specific songs probably ever wrote, because I was invited to perform Friends of the UN in China for Global Peace Day, UN Global Peace Day, which is September 21st. And so when I was invited, I was like, whoa, like my first reaction was like, oh, you know, I was thrilled and on, and it's fantastic. But I was just like, shit, how am I going to write about peace? I only write about war and sex, you know, like, you know, and then, which was so awesome. And then, you know, and then I, because they asked me to write a song for it. So then I, you know, sat and I thought about, I was visiting my daughter in LA, and I was just like, I don't know, I just, you know, I had kind of two ideas in mind. I mean, one of them was the beginning of, you know, like I had this image of just like long trees, train. I was in a garden actually, and so it was like being long trains of flowers, like just endlessly going. But, and then I just kept thinking of, like, I don't know, a piece. I don't know, I just get that line kept coming to me, like, you know, a quilt. And, I don't know, I just was like, I need a piece of it, or thinking of these quilts at the age, because I don't even know, really. And then I met with someone, you know, the way we write, because we write together, you know, then I meet with him, and I tell him, you know, my thoughts, or I'll sing him, like, you know, if I have the chorus or a hook to it, and then he really, you know, put it together, and, well, depends, every song's different, you know, some songs I'm really confident in that, but that one wasn't, and then we just kept it really simple, you know, we just thought really simple, it just turned out, you know, just really took it simple, and really rock and roll, and, you know, and so that was it. So we wrote it, and then when we were rehearsing it with the band, we actually, it's one of the one song that I didn't finish in advance when we gave it to the band, like we were just rehearsing, so, you know, write a song, and, like, you know, with the drummer and bass, they kind of, like, just started, like, playing, and it was great, and we just finished it up. So, I mean, that one was, like, almost like an upon request song, you know? I mean, not, you know, but, yeah, you know, that puts it up to us the way we wrote it. And then, you know, then when we went to China, that's why all the videos in China, you know, I put my video guy, and, you know, took a lot of the footage and put it together. And, you know, then I go throwing in, you know, some of the stuff, just kind of like, you know, it's about peace, but it's also just peace of mind, peace, you know, obviously in the world. I mean, it was, you know, they said, funny to me, but it's not. I tend to go more on the war side of things. Like my song, That Wall, you know, I tend to write more about that. That's the same thing, really. There was someone who put the peace sign up. Let's put it that way. Not that I'm against peace, I'm not at all. But I just remember someone was like, yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about your upcoming performance at Summer Stage? Are you looking forward to it?
Oh, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I'm very excited, and I'm really thrilled that, you know, they wanted the show. And, you know, it's a multimedia performance concert, so it's a lot going on. And we actually are in the dance category. So we're under, like, you know, so we had a choreographer, Adrian Hurd, who's, you know, a choreographer with Ailey. And basically it's, you know, it's me and the band. It'll be like an eight-piece band. And then a troupe of seven dancers and four actresses doing a lot of my, not the spoken word I have on the album, but just different monologues, you know, tying it all together. And so it's a pretty good cast, you know, 22 people or something like that. And then there's film and video imagery on top of it. So we're doing a lot of, you know, each song will have an image, or live, a lot of them will have images, and or films that we shot. Like, we did actually like a shoot for the Tango song, and, you know. So it's a big undertaking. I'm very excited. I'm totally excited for it. You know, it's a great venue. I mean, just the outdoor concerts and summer stage, it's, you know, it's a big deal. So I'm excited. And it's going along, you know, we're like at the end, so it's always felt like, oh my God, I think we have like 4 weeks left, and I don't know. But it's going to be great. You know, and just seeing it come alive, like, for me, it's exciting. I think it was stuff on the writer first, even though I know music. So, like, as a writer, it's just always exciting. Like, I've never seen really, you know, a choreographer take the stuff and just get in trouble. It's always exciting as a writer to see what other people do with your work. You know, so, like, you know, even as a writer, when actresses, or you do a play and you see what other people bring to a thing that you had no idea, like, even when, and it's very exciting. So it's exciting to see the band. It's exciting to see it. And, you know, and I love to perform, so it's cool.